this is an opportunity for community leaders and members of our community to come in and let their voice be heard. There will be some facilitation in group, and there will be also reporting out. There'll be refreshments. It's at the Vets Hall, so we can maximize the amount of people there as possible. We're hoping that it's going to give people that opportunity to share all of their feelings, and recognizing that feelings are part of being a human being, and this is a grieving process for our community, irregardless of how you feel about the district attorney's decision. I think it's really important that as elected leaders that we step up right now and say, people are in pain. A child's life was lost. People are grieving. This is an opportunity to let people share that grief in a meaningful and constructive way. And, you know, recognizing that there's no simple single answer for why this tragedy has occurred. And I would caution us not to oversimplify the cause or the solution. But we do know, as my appointee said on the law enforcement task force, Francisco Vasquez, that there's a lot of different things that we're discussing right now. We're discussing the lack of jobs, social inequities in terms of neighborhoods and communities, especially in Roseland, education, treatment by the police, all of those things we are discussing.
What do you hope will come out of the forum?
You know, I hope that those of us who are decision makers will have a clearer understanding of where we need to go as a community and maybe hear things that we otherwise wouldn't have heard had we not organized this forum. I also hope that we'll give people that opportunity to let their voice be heard.
Now, there's been a fair amount of concern that protests would turn violent. Now, it's been 3 days since the DA has announced her decision. Is it still a concern that things will spiral out of control?
I don't think we're concerned about the students that have protested and the people within our community. I think we're more concerned about external forces, because what we've seen is that the students and the people who have been protesting have been very peaceful. But I also want to remind everybody that Andy's family has really called on the community to set an example of peace, to honor Andy through nonviolence. And I really feel that the people who have been protesting, and especially the young people and students, want to honor the wishes of the family.
Can you tell me, what was your reaction to the DA's announcement that she would not be pressing criminal charges?
Well, my reaction was really more concern for the community. I knew that people are going to feel divided, and I think in terms of her decision, I trust our DA in terms of doing a very thorough investigation, and that she will cooperate if there are any other independent investigations. I think it is a difficult outcome, no matter how you feel, because it doesn't take away the fact that we lost a child's life. But I also think it's important that we remember that, you know, the law enforcement people who are here live within our community as well, and they also share in this sorrow. And I think they are our brothers and our sisters and our parents, and they're part of our community, and we need to work with them as well as everybody else. We shouldn't have an us and them mentality. That doesn't mean that there aren't some real needs to change in terms of how we provide interventions on law enforcement. But that's not for me to decide. I think the task force is going to be doing their job to come back to the board with some very solid recommendations on civilian review, on protocols for training, on all of the things that we need to be looking at right now to take this tragedy and create something positive out of it and address those social inequities is really the goal.
Well, Supervisor Zane, we hope everything goes well with the community forum, and want to thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much, Danielle.